I don't have any conflicts to disclose for this presentation. This is a report of an iterative process to develop best and promising practices for the LGBT community. Supporting data is relatively lacking in regard to disparities to some extent because of exclusion of identification of SOGI in many research studies. There's much data in regard to disparities in HIV and STIs. We reviewed national databases. There is good data in regard to cancer incident rates for breast cancer in lesbians. There is data in regard to lower screening rates. There's some data in regard to worse outcomes. In 2014, there was a summit on cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering in regard to cancer in the LGBT communities. 60 international researchers, survivors, funders, staff of CBOs, and healthcare providers met. They were tasked with outlining the nature and extent of current problems. Priority issues were the importance of intersectionality as a core principle, exclusion from databases, exclusion from funding for research, lack of an LGBTQ culturally competent workforce, and lack of intake of LGBTQ information at the time of clinical encounters. The effort to develop best and most promising practices for the LGBT community across the cancer continuum was initiated in 2014 and continued into 2015 with an expert panel that was convened twice. It was funded by the CDC and organized by HealthLinks and the National LGBT Cancer Network. The experts drew upon available literature, clinical and community experiences, and reached a consensus regarding recommendations. Recommendations were then rigorously reviewed and revised. We looked at domains extending from prevention and risk reduction to screening, diagnosis, treatment, survivorship, and end-of-life care. Cross-cutting issues were in regard to communications, surveillance, social determinants of health disparities, genetic testing, and decision-making. The five cross-cutting issues were sexual orientation and gender identity data collection, the need to develop an LGBT culturally competent workforce, the need for healthcare systems to be LGBT culturally competent, and patient and client information and education, diversity and intersectionality. Goals for best practice include encouraging disclosure of layered LGBT identities, recognition of the diverse family and support systems of choice in LGBT communities, understanding the role of social determinants of health for LGBT individuals and communities, and addressing the multiple stigmas many LGBT patients experience in accessing care. So in each of the stages of cancer from prevention to end of life, there was felt to be a need to include SOGI items in national surveys. There was also an emphasis on the need for better training for a culturally competent workforce. So although most healthcare organizations will include SOGI in their diversity statements, many healthcare professionals have never received any training in regard to LGBT competent care. So for example, I have never received any in-services in any of the health care organizations that I've worked in for 25 years. Workforce systems ensure that disclosure of SOGI and sexual behavior is safe, confidential. Workforce system diversity, recognizing that disclosure of layered intersectional identities is complicated for LGBT individuals. So recommendations for public health departments were broadly similar. The expert panels convened twice. The LGBT best and promising practices throughout the cancer continuum report contains 76 best and promising practices across each of the six stages of the cancer continuum and 36 for public health departments. The implementation of these BPPs across different cancer prevention and treatment programs and facilities has the potential to make a significant impact on LGBT cancer health disparities. One of the main goals of LGBT HealthLink is to encourage adoption of these best practices by as many policy leaders as possible. LGBT HealthLink will use this report as a guideline for technical assistance to LGBT community centers, government health departments, and allied cancer centers. LGBT HealthLink will be creating a measure of state adoption of these practices and will post the assessment publicly, as has been done for the state LGBT tobacco reports card. These are several of the participants in the committee. And we would specifically like to thank Francisco Buchting, Liz Margolis and the staff of the National LGBT Cancer Network, and Scout and the staff at LGBT HealthLink. Thank you.